From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is David Sharp reading The Land That Time Forgot, a trilogy by Edgar Rice Burroughs, including The Land That Time Forgot, The People That Time Forgot, and Out of Time's Abyss. Now let's begin with The Land That Time Forgot. Chapter 1. It must have been a little after 3 o'clock in the afternoon that it happened, the afternoon of June 3rd, 1916. It seems incredible that all that I have passed through, all those weird and terrifying experiences, should have been encompassed within so short a span as 3 brief months. Rather, might I have experienced a cosmic cycle with all its changes and evolutions for that which I have seen with my own eyes in this brief interval of time, things that no other mortal eye had seen before, glimpses of a world past, a world dead, a world so long dead that even in the lowest Cambrian stratum no trace of it remains. Fused with the melting inner crust, it has passed forever beyond the ken of man other than in that lost pocket of the earth, whither fate has borne me, and where my doom is sealed. I am here, and here must remain. After reading this far, my interest, which already had been stimulated by the finding of the manuscript, was approaching the boiling point. I had come to Greenland for the summer on the advice of my physician, and was slowly being bored to extinction, as I had thoughtlessly neglected to bring sufficient reading matter. Being an indifferent fisherman, my enthusiasm for this form of sport soon waned, yet in the absence of other forms of recreation, I was now risking my life in an entirely inadequate boat off Cape Farewell at the southernmost extremity of Greenland. Greenland.